Blog Talk Radio. Empowered Love with author, self-mastery coach, and relationship expert, Melanie Tanya Evans. Take back your power, heal your soul, and set yourself free. Free through Empowered Love. And now your host of Empowered Love, Melanie Tanya Evans.
Welcome to another Empowered Love Radio Show. And this week's topic is all about evolutionary trends for 2017 and why it's time. Because we're drawing to a close of 2016, and what a year it's been. And I don't think any of us can believe how fast it's gone. Because doesn't it just feel like a few short months ago, it was last year's Christmas? Each year is slipping away faster and faster. And that brings me to the first two points that I would love to investigate with you within this radio show. And it's time. That's one of the topics. And the other topic I wish to discuss with you is a theme that I've seen come up over and over again with women I know, women in personal healings, and also consistently throughout the community. And it's just, really, really big stuff that I've been seeing lately, which is actually related deeply to the topic of time as well. And I can't wait to share this information with you, because in relation to time, not just is time going faster, it's also time. Time for big intentions, big changes, and big breakthroughs. Maybe you feel like you're running out of time within your everyday experience. Maybe you feel like you're running out of time in relation to where you think you should be by now. This, I believe, no longer do we have the luxury of staying the same, being mired in pain, fear, and darkness. It truly is getting too uncomfortable and painful to be there. So many people are experiencing this shaking of internal change, the knowing that things are meant to be different and a sense that they can be, but how? And that's what we're going to have a look at in this radio show. And hopefully you're going to find some answers to some of these mysteries. I want to investigate time speeding up. I have a theory about the experience of time accelerating, which many people open to quantum realities also believe that we are in a quickening, meaning that time as we experience it is continually speeding up. Many people seem to think we feel like this because we're getting older, yet even children now believe that time goes fast. If you try asking one, you'll see. Whereas when we were children, time dragged on seemingly forever. We always felt that it took an eternity to get to next Christmas, our birthday, or something that we were looking forward to. Even a couple of decades ago, we may have felt as young adults that the days dragged when we were at work. We couldn't wait for the day to end. Does anyone have this experience now, even when they're doing something they don't like? Maybe they do, yet we don't seem to hear about it. Certainly all of us have had the experience of time standing still when we're in a highly focused emotional event, such as watching things unfold in an accident that we're about to have, or when we gazed into another's eyes for the first time thinking, I am in love with you. Is time a fixed thing, or does the quality of our consciousness have something to do with how time is experienced? Why would time speed up? And if it is, what does this mean? How is it even possible? At a scientific level, there is emerging information to support that indeed time is speeding up, such as the change in Schumann resonance. I particularly like this information that I stumbled across in a random article that I agree with, and it's written by P. Leon. And this is what P. Leon said about this. Firstly, one must understand that time is relative. Traditionally, we think of time as being a constant in the universe, but it's not. Einstein proved that. His calculations showed that the closer an object comes to the speed of light, the slower time passes. scientists have done experiments that prove Einstein's theory to be correct. So if Einstein's theory is correct, then the opposite must be true. If our speed decreases, time will speed up. Researcher Greg Braddon says that that is exactly what is happening. The rotation of the Earth is slowing down and time is speeding up. Evidence for his assertions come from the Schumann resonance. The Schumann resonance is, in layman's terms, the heartbeat of the Earth. In scientific terms, it is the extremely low frequency, the ELF, of the Earth's magnetic field. In the 1950s, when the Schumann resonance was discovered, it was recorded to be an average of 7.8 Hz. Now, according to Swedish and Russian researchers, says Braddon, it's an average of 12 Hz. That means that the normal 24-hour day feels like a 16-hour day. In essence, we've lost one third of our normal daytime. Interestingly, the Bible predicted this would happen. It reads, "And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the sun, the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise." And this was in Revelations 8:12. However, if time is speeding up, how can P. Leon keeps saying, this was in his article, however, if time is speeding up, how come the clocks aren't speeding up? Why don't the clocks on Earth indicate a 16-hour day? That's a great question. I have the same question and I don't have a scientific answer for you. My best guess would be that the speed of the electrical pulses on Earth is somehow tied to speed of the rotation of the Earth. This would explain why a two-hour movie still takes 2 hours to play by our clocks. But how can the speed of the rotation of the Earth affect anything on Earth other than time? Well, we know for a fact that the Earth's magnetic field has been weakened at a parabolic rate. And since magnetism and electricity are so closely related, wouldn't this have an effect on the electricity of the planet? Okay, so I have my own theories as well as P. Leon in regard to the quickening. And I believe that the veils between spirituality and science is now much thinner, thanks to our quantum scientists who connect to the understandings of a higher consciousness, in other words, a higher power. And quantum science is all about that, the realizing that something is a consciousness behind all matter, which when broken down to the smallest possible atomic particle, subatomic actually, reveals a wave function of pure intelligent consciousness, which is communicating intelligence to the atoms in ways that can't be physically or even scientifically measured. We may term this consciousness as God or life force or creation. And even though there may be scientific reasons for time speeding up, I believe that the spiritual cellular reasons are deeply entwined and there is an evolutionary soul reason for this to happen. Technology has sped up and the functions and tasks that we cram into our days has become more and more. Life has become increasingly complex as opposed to our forebears' roles and tasks, even though we have innovations that improve our quality of life. We've all been thrown out of natural cycles to process and be multi-focused in so many more ways than what we used to. Most people have become severely time poor and highly stressed. To even begin to accept a possibility that time is going faster means giving up experiencing life from simply a logical, linear perspective and opening up our inner knowing to other felt truths, which means accessing our own inner consciousness, which can only be experienced as knowing because it can never be pinned down logically. According to quantum science, as well as ancient spiritual traditions, we are making all of this up, meaning that we are literally shaping our world and our experience from holographic realities that we are generating from the inside out, from our consciousness. If we believe we have less time and more is happening, then maybe this is the experience that the collective is generating. If everything is meant to be as per a higher consciousness, continually striving to awaken us to our highest actualized, flourished and nourished form, which is a wonderful topic to explore another day, What is this experience of time speeding up helping us to evolve toward? I believe that at the quantum level, we are being forced into no longer wasting time by battling logically in our egos in deep analysis, confusion, and procrastination, which is known as analysis paralysis. Instead, we are learning that to be effective, we can't be weighed down with the emotional junk that we've known as the normal yet terribly unnatural and unhealthy human experience. The feelings of pain, loss, regret, and any other associated traumas that are burning up our fuel in the past and generating a fear of the future that is never allowing us to be fully actualized human beings in the now. So what is a fully actualized human being? In my humble opinion, it is someone who is freeing themselves of inner trauma in order to be in alignment with the universal flow of higher consciousness, which is the well-being that we may call God or source or even life force, meaning we are holistically whole. We are tapped into our inner knowing, our self-partnered support and love, and the attraction and co-generation of being supported by life and others organically as an in-sync state. And we are awake enough to navigate, choose, grow, and adjust ourselves from the inside out to continually evolve beyond patterns, choices, and behaviors that are not supportive of our highest and best self. Which also means we've given up the fruitless battles of blame and shame and trying to criticize, prescribe, or force people and things to change in order to try to become whole. Because if we don't take responsibility to raise our consciousness from the inside out, we are losing ground, wasting time, and dragging things out by staying stuck firmly in repeat patterns that don't serve us, others, or our world. Nothing changes if nothing changes. To get the results we want when we are still asleep takes eons, if it ever comes, instead of simply being the change we wish to experience. To make this dramatic shift into becoming a self-actualized person, we have to be living from within our own being with a connection to our soul, which is expressed through our emotions. It is only when we've let go of needing to know and the needing to control outcomes with our logical mind that we can be in sync with our organic inner holistic connection of oneness to all that is and moving towards our soul calling, which is our highest functioning. When we make it our mission to free ourselves of the wounding that is causing the recycling of our trauma from the past and the never-ending fear of the future, we start to experience life as our true selves. Because from this state of consciousness of being who we really are without our wounding, we have access to a much higher consciousness than our logical mind can grasp or harness. Then from our unlimited infinite self, we step into trajectories where the permutations to support us also become infinite and unlimited. And we start to experience the truth that all of life supports our flourishing and nourishing if we just get ourselves out of the way. So how do we get ourselves out of the way? The answer is simple. In fact, it is more simple than we could ever realize. We let go of all of the traumas, the pain, fear, and judgments, which have not allowed us to become our higher self in human form. In order to do this, we need to give up the one thing we've all been trained to do, having an outer-in egoic focus. We have to let go of focusing on whatever it is that we judge and dislike as being in our experience that is not allowing us to feel whole, and instead taking full radical responsibility to attend to the universe inside of us, which has an incredibly powerful impact on the generation of the universe outside of us. Be it, and then it will come. For all of us, there has been so much to do on that score because the human experience has been fraught with trauma, atrocities, barbaric acts and terrors that have plunged our entire humanity experience into darkness. as a result of what we've suffered, it's very easy to look at what is and believe that we are in terrible times of no return. Yet, many of us don't believe that. We sense something much more powerful is going on. We sense, feel, and even experience a resurgence of light that is blinding in intensity. Many of us, including myself, believe nothing short of a mass awakening is occurring. Meaning this, people realizing their power to connect to and be their higher power in human form, namely authenticity and fierce yet tender love and truth. Knowing that they have the power to generate their own lives from the inside out rather than be stuck in battles of unconsciousness with others also stuck in their traumatized egoic pain bodies. Experiencing that they have the power to become the changes they want to see regardless of what others are or aren't doing. And knowing that this shift is to help bring heaven onto earth through them, which is freeing others from the outer in false trances as well. I believe we are in incredible times that are beyond exciting. Times where we have to become at one with time. We have to be in the now as actualized beings flowing with life and this higher consciousness, because if not, we will literally be out of time and therefore out of the flow, separated from the life force and well-being, which is our organic right to be tapped into. And these are the people who are ignoring the knowings, messages and callings deep within their gut and staying stuck in situations that they know are not serving their soul out of obligation, fear or neediness. These are people not connected to believing, going with and experiencing the higher consciousness wave of truth to let go of what is not their true self and true life and heed the call into support, flow and thriving. The support, flow and thriving that is never logically presented, but has to be deeply felt, trusted and connected to emotionally before it becomes physically real in your experience. You are not handed this practically. You are led to it by your consciousness, the same force that is responsible for your highly actualized, deeply desired and fulfilling true life. Maybe you're still operating at the frequency of stuckedness. And if so, I understand totally. That was where I lived my entire life. That nearly destroyed me before my Thriver recovery from narcissistic abuse. The quickening, I believe, is pushing us towards this necessary shift in consciousness at warp speed. And as more and more people lose the dense energy of trauma from their bodies, the light of higher consciousness, love, is shining brighter, which is important because light is more powerful every time. We only need a small amount of light to take out the darkness of any area that it is brought to. Identically, every time we release any darkness from within ourselves, the light starts streaming in, which loves and heals these places previously trapped in fear and pain back to wholeness. For me, this is the most important focus moving into 2017, replacing the internal fear and pain with love. I want to talk now about the second thing that I want to address regarding the big shifts for humanity that I believe can take place in 2017. And the second thing is the healing of collective female wounding. It's not just because I'm a female that I think that this is so important. The Dalai Lama himself stated that the modern day woman would heal our world. The shift that I believe that we're being called to make is the connection to our hearts and souls and the collective coming home to each other, our planet and nature in unity. These energies are female. I believe in relation to this topic, history can explain a lot in regard to why the divine feminine was so traumatized. From the 15th to 18th centuries, there were numerous witch hunts and executions. In parts throughout Europe and America, any woman exhibiting the traits of connecting to her body or other bodies, such as in midwifery, her emotions, such as inner seeking meditation or ritual, or natural medicine or nature, was highly susceptible to being branded as a witch and murdered. Women learnt and passed on to their daughters to disconnect from their inner beings, get into their heads and do whatever they were told to do. From that time onwards, women betrayed themselves. They had no choice. They stopped listening to and acknowledging their feelings. They stopped listening to and acting from their intuition. They stopped reaching out with fierce, loving devotion to hold and heal themselves and others. But this wasn't the only problem. Men were taught to distrust women and minimalize them, and they stopped letting women into their hearts. Women felt disconnected, shunned, distrusted, and abused, and tried to get their way back into men's hearts with the use of their heads and logic, but it didn't work. Because these women had forgotten how to connect to their own hearts, just as their mothers and the women before them had forgotten. Love and unity with men was now a distant memory that had been firmly replaced with fear, suspicion, and separation. Women lost their organic given power to love and heal all to wholeness. They also lost their ability to lovingly ground men's physical and mental prowess into heart-directed action for the benefit of the collective. Men and women knew they wanted each other's love, but because they'd been so terribly disconnected from each other, instead were at war. They held each other responsible for the love they were not experiencing. They tore each other down whilst in the trauma of their own broken hearts. Hurt people hurt people. They gave birth to generations of boys and girls who had no choice other than to walk the same path. The wars that start within terrorize the home and plague the world. Those who had orchestrated all of this knew this would happen, and it did. Whilst females and males were mentally and emotionally separated from each other, then people would look outside rather than organically be the unity of male-female that they sought. They could be controlled and manipulated into action to try to seek the wholeness, which is divine feminine, divine masculine, internally and externally, that was missing. The ensuing separation and sickness funded huge unhealed monsters of war and illness. So I want to talk about the necessity of the shift to heal the divine feminine. The collective feminine wounds right now, time and time again, are presenting. How this manifests is a deep feeling that a woman can't be herself. That if she tries to be authentic and in her power, that she will be smashed. Women instinctively are awakening to know that they need to connect into their bodies and that they need to be their own person. Women hear the inner call to turn inwards, to return inwards, to be intuitive, self-partnered, and operating powerfully from an open heart. Yet there can be this terrible terror and fear and even huge feelings of guilt when turning inside to do the work to free themselves. For many women, it goes like this. If I come out as myself, I will be annihilated. I know a lot of women reading this will relate because you can feel these terrors coming up from within. Within these wounds that are surfacing from deep within women's programmed DNA, is often massive fears of the masculine, an intense fear or repulsion. And even though there is such a huge organic and natural urge to connect back to unity with another, because this is what women were always supposed to do with and to the masculine, there is absolutely no idea how to connect safely without the terror and rage of possibly getting her heart and life torn apart again. Now, right now. It is time to heal these wounds. This, more than anything, is the shift our world needs gravely. Women need to be safe to be women again, in their powerful feminine essence to do what we've come here to do, which is heal pain and fear with love. To do so, we need to come home into our own bodies. We need to love our own broken parts back to wholeness and then be a force that shines that love into the world. I am one of these women who is continually, personally up-leveling from that old trauma, and the relief and joy of becoming more and more of my radiant self is indescribable, truly. So much so that I want it for every woman. Everything in the ascension and quickening of this planet is supporting our courageous leap from our minds into our hearts, to rid ourselves of control, fear, and pain, to tap into something so much more astounding, so that finally we can come home to ourselves. The time is urgent, and there is not the time left to not become who we really are. This is not just the healing for the divine feminine. This is also the healing for the divine masculine. Yes, good conscious men do the work. They are evolving in droves too. Yet it's vital for our world to heal the divine feminine, to release the old inflicted brutal scars, to become the loving radiant force to heal this world. Men enter a space in the consciousness where women are totally. Women who start behaving, feeling, and radiating the loving power that they really are queens who inspire men to be kings. Women who are still trapped in their trauma, trying to live through their mind, disconnected from their inner beings, are in fear. They are in competition, scarcity consciousness, and they try to earn love instead of being it, and they hand their power away whilst trying to be loved. If I be everything I think you want me to be, you will love me. If you are only operating at the level of a princess, you can only expect to receive a prince, a man who is not going to inspire to reach for and become more for you. I know this as my own powerful and personal lesson. This was my previous experience with men. Constantly, men reflected back the treatment of me that completely matched my inner wounding. For all of us, it is the same, and we need to wake up to realize and own this if we wish to have different experiences with men. As I stated, this is coming up for individual women over and over again. In fact, I would have to say that this is the biggest theme I am seeing in these last few months of 2016. It is literally everywhere, with women in my forum groups, with personal clients, with my fellow female tribe, and within myself. Right now, the collective female wound is bursting to the surface to be released and healed, and I have had the absolute joy of working on this lately with women in personal healing sessions to free them at a deep internal cellular DNA level. I'm also experiencing my own freedom from this wound in ways that are mind-blowing. Everything within the energy of our quickening, our ascension, right now supports the shift. It's time. I'd love to know if you relate to that. And I would really love you to come over to the blog where you will see the excerpt of this radio show. And you can see that at blog.melanietoniaevans.com, and that's where you can post any of your comments and questions, and I do my best to answer all of them. So I'd love to hear from you if you relate to any or lots or all of this. So that's it from me until the next radio show, and lots of love. Bye-bye.